Okay. We're holding in the last piece over here with Shimon HaTzadik and Ashkenaz HaGdolah. I guess it's a good time to digress a little bit on Hanukkah Inyan. Basically the first memra of Torah Shebal Peh was said by Shimon HaTzadik, Ashkenaz HaGdolah, and Shimon HaTzadik, that he says it's one and the same. I want to speak a little bit about the Inyan of Shimon HaTzadik. There's a very strange chazal. Maral brings it down, and the Yalkut that he brings here, and it's a very, very strange Yalkut. It's a Yalkut in Chukas on the Inyev Paraduma, and it goes like this. Parazu Mitzrayim, Shenema Egla Yefeifia Mitzrayim, Aduma Zubavu. Shnema Anturesha Dahava. Tmima Zumodai. So the Amr Priyab Abba, Malchi Modai Tmimim Hoyu. Eina Kosh Bachalem, Alavid Elilim Shekibu Mavasem Bulvat. Asha Eimba Mum, Ze Yovan. Alexander's Moikden, when he would see Shimon HaTzadik, he would stand up and he would say, Baruch Alke Shimon HaTzadik, and Amulay B'nai Palton the day. You're standing up for this yid. When I go down to battle, I see his demus and I'm natsayach. Ashale olala oil tumas revias shle kibla lem oiloi shalakadosh baruch hu v'leidai she kibla mecharefes megadefes v'yimer milu b'shamayim. So lemaisa, you have Chazal list all the malchias, including Mitzrayim. And everybody is good and wonderful. Esav is the one who is bad. So the general movement of the Chazal in the distinction between Esav and the others is reasonable. All the Malchias is the Pshat. Be'etzem, everything in the Bria, Be'etzem is Toiv. Is perceived as being best of type. That's the way we look at it, that's the way we understand it. Akash Bodin create things leshav. Esav is the only one that there's a musig of kilu that it's ra be'etzem, it's shav be'etzem. So every malchus is really, really shayach to something that's good. And the only one that's bad is the fourth malchus. So that etzem nekuda is understandable. But what's difficult to understand is that, first of all, why Ein Bo Mum is punked what goes on to Yavon. Tmimus Modai and Yefeifia Mitzrayim is also, Parah is also Mitzrayim. But what's the Ein Bo Mum, the Yavon, and the example of what shows that it has no Mum? Is that when Alexander Moikdin used to go to battle, he would see Shimon, he stood up for Shimon HaTzadik. So it's very, very modern. It's an Hagat Tov of Kavod HaTorah, good. But so why is that described? Chazal bring it as a raya. Ein bo mum, ze yovan. Alexander Moikdin used to stand up and used to, for him and said, I used to see his demus, and he goes to battle. So, you can say in a general sense also, I guess, that it means there is a Kabbalah's oil. He's related to it. He's kind of, he owns up to it, but he himself practices differently. You can give it a vague pshat, but it really, really is k'mat mechusah havana here. The Maral doesn't. The Maral just explains why it's all in Paraduma. Why Chazal see it in Paraduma, and the Maral explains because Paraduma is an Indian that's. Elyon Moed, he says, this is also Elyon Moed, and so on. But I wanted to be aiming at this Nikuda here of Ein Bo Mum, Alexander Moed, and Shimon HaTzadik. The whole Bria of Mum, in animals, there's two types of Chesroinus. There's Trephus, which are Chesroinus that are. The behema is lacking in that which makes a behema, and that includes any physical pagia in Nevarim, that are chiyunim. And then there's mum. A mum, be'emes, doesn't have any physical function that you can describe why physically it's bad. The Gemara says, "L'mashu mumish of the seisa by shifcha." The Gemara says, well, "What does he care? I mean, he's not marrying her, so she works just as good. She sweeps just as well if she had mum b'seisa. Other mum b'seisa. As long as physically there's no deformation, you know, as long as there's no chiyunistic eva missing. So what's the difference? I mean, the are two layers of the metzias of." Abalchai or anything, there is the physical concrete layer, and that's totally in the function of each. It's totally in function, and B, each one is separate. An animal, a person has good feet can walk very far. If his hands are weak, so he can't carry so much. If his hands are strong, they can push and pull. If his feet are weak, he can't walk so far. Everyone is a function. Everyone is oimed b'fnei atzmo, and that's what it is. The sense that there's a tselem or a dmus, the sense of something more than the chayfetz, is yaifi. I think we spoke a little bit about it when we spoke about the ferris and the spheres. The sense of if a person takes different paints and puts it together, and then he gets a sense of the whole, that's Yoifi. Yoifi is when the protim are mitzvarev together, and then you get a projection of something beyond the protim, and by its definition almost, it's not as physical, it is a ruchniistik mitzias le'umas, a physical reality. It's the tzura versus the choyma, even on the physical level of tzura, is still an edler nekuda than the choyma in itself. That's the way in which a tzura is, by definition, a sense of something that's beyond the pratim. The physical reality, so the marshal, if a person who is a very, very rough person, was coarse, and I ask him, what did you see in the park? He says, there's a big stone that somebody chipped out, and he made the following holes in it, and the following curves, and the following shapes. A person who has a sense of things, who has a little more of a sense, will say there's a statue there of a person throwing a ball. I see a person throwing a ball. That's what I see. I forget the stone, forget the chips, forget the curves, forget the holes. It projects picture beyond each chelik. So the first step in the bria of something that is ruchni is yoifi. I think if Shashafal heard someplace writes mefurish, and it's a milsa, the miskabel das yoifi, music and art are the first steps from chayma to ruach. In other words, a meal, a big hamburger with a big bun and a lot of mustard, le chayma. That's the pshat is. It is what it is. Each piece is a big piece and fills the stomach and it makes a good feeling in the stomach. A beautifully set table, aristocratically set, has a sense of something beyond the piece of meat. And the developed America says that a fancy chasna means you walk away hungry. That's the common expression. But it means there's a sense of a thing more than just chaymer and pratim and so on. So the world of mumin is the hefech of this. L'mashal. By the Dalit Malchus, by the Roman king, by Kamsa Bakamsa, he made slight mumin that for the Ummus Oilam didn't consider it, the Roman emperor didn't consider it a mum, and he considered it a mum. We consider it a mum. Because the Romans were be'etzim very functional people. They were be'etzim, they didn't have the edelkeit that Yavan had, and they were kol kulei chaymer. So if the animal can walk, and if the animal can talk, and if it can, sorry, it can walk and it can run, and it can plow, it's a perfect animal. The fact that you made a little delicate scratch on the eye, or on the mouth, and it, and I mean, what's the difference? It's like a shifcha with Moshe Rabbeinu says. You're not marrying the cow. The cow, mele, if you blind the eye, the cow can function well. But if you make you cut out something in the lip, it can't eat so well. But if everything works well, so where's their makom? Yefi has no chalois. Yefi is only the function of the thing itself, and that's it. So Malchus, when Malchus Yavan had a sense of that. Had a sense of that tchuna. Yeftel Kim the Yefis. Yefis was shaykh to the world of Yefi, and Bemela, they had it. They were able to deher. You know, when he saw Shimon HaTzadik, he saw a demus and a tzura of more than just an old man with clothing. He saw a certain demus. It's very reminiscent. It says that by Yosef that he saw demus yukno shol Yaakov. Yaakov's midah was Yoifi. And it says Shufi the Yaakov was called Shufi of Adam. In other words, Adam's Yoifi comes from the fact that he has a midah to himself that's koilal other in Yonim as well. There's a certain, a very, very intricate balance here. We spoke about Tiferes, that Tiferes is a balance. Tiferes is the putting all the pieces in place. So the hair of that midah means somebody that's mitsuyin in a tfisa of a klala inyan. In other words, let's give a mashal. Somebody did something very bad, and emotionally I want to do this, this, and this. But I say to myself, I look at the whole picture, and it's not the way to go with it. The sense of leaving the prat and seeing the more klal of it is the midah of Yoifi. The midah of Yoifi includes all the pratim in it. If something sticks out or stands out, it ruins Yoifi. The shlemus of Yoifi means that it's not chaser and it's not yeser. Yeser is command and nuffle dummy. It has a shlemus sticker. And once there's a shlemus sticker balance, you lose the pratim and you gain the sense of the whole. A person that says the mashal, one of the reasons a person is about mum is not supposed to duchen because people will stare at his mum. People stare at a particular feature of a person if it's out of place, out of kilt. If there's a klolis to katsura, then it's yoifi. So Adam Vasher, because Tzuras Adam is koil the bria in its entirety, it's the klal kuli of the bria. It's the Yitzhak Shpoch who took offer from all the sides and was megablin into Isa. Adam has himself the yoifi where all the pratim are in harmony. Every other chelik nebriya sticks out. This is Ramesh on the Adama. This is Bashamayim. This is like this. Adam has in himself a michloil of inyanim, and that's why there's a certain. That's where Zayfi comes from. So Adam and Yaakov had that. Benela, there was a demus yukno of Yaakov. That when we spoke of Adam's resemblance to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachol, we spoke about, you know, it says in, you looked at the ziv of the nivra. You don't, in other words, in the Metzias of Adam, as the Klal, that's where you have Yoifi, and that's where you have a Ke'ein dogma of Lamaila. The Demus Yukna of Yaakov is Chokot, not Yaakov, because in the Midah of Yaakov, you have a reflection of that Anhaga. I think we spoke also at that time why Yudke Vovke is connected to this Midah, and it's Koil everything, and so on.
Is that the pshat that Yosef, the most dukhnish of Yaakov he saw and he thought he'll be missing from the stones of the Choshen, that means he'll be missing from the overall...
Yes. And the pshat, it's not only he'll be missing, there's a pogrom in the whole thing.
The whole thing.
It's pogrom, everything is pogrom. Mm-hmm. The So the Baalei, the Baalei Tzura and the Baalei Yofi and the Bria have this midah. So Shimon HaTzadik, the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila, were so let's first go back to the Chazal, then we'll go right. So Alexander, when he saw Shimon HaTzadik, had his yachsius to his demust yukne because he had a shaykhus to it. In other words, in the mid of aim by mum, you have a shaykhus to that type of inyan because you mufka, because you shaykh to the world of yaifi. That was Alexander Moikten's shaykhus to the tmima, to an aim by mum, that the fact that he would see Shimon HaTzadik. Shimon HaTzadik's midah was the first of all, he himself, Shimon HaTzadik, it says in more humor that Kol Zman Shimon HaTzadik was Mishamish as a Kohen Gadol. It had all of the, there were a lot of things that were nohag. The Zahuris always go white, the girl would go up. All, they're very different, they're very chaluk than the differences between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. The differences in Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni were all differences of avodah taka. There wasn't this was missing, this was missing. In Shimon HaTzadik, the things that Chazal say were a lot more mitzad the tzura, mitzad the projection, mitzad the way the thing was presented itself and so on. So Shimon HaTzadik's midah was this midah, and b'meila the Yovan was makirit in him, and so on. The difference, so this was added to the difference between Yovan and the difference between Yovan's Yoifi and our Yoifi is that we're one step weiter. Let's take an example. Something that Yovan was very. There was a big point of dissension. Yovan was ferociously right of the Indian of Mila, and the reason for it was, I mean, the games were they would play naked, and the bris was seen as a pagam. It was seen as being the human body is a perfect yoifi, and to take it and to maim it is the way we would look at Lahavla, a religion that would require cutting off an earlobe or a finger or whatever it is. I mean, if we see the human figure as yoifi, then where's the makom for making a mum? In other words, they saw Mila as making a mum in people. And the answer is, Yovan sees the klal mitzad this world. In other words, the tzuras adam ashleim in this world includes Adam. That's the tzura, that's how Adam is born, and any this misshaping from way the person is when he's born is better maiming the person. But if you include another dimension, if Adam is a guf and a neshama, if Adam is tzuras Adam elyon, so that includes making taking off the arla. In other words, if you limit Adam to the physical body, then Arla is part of it, and taking away is a mum. But if you see Adam in a broader tzura, then the Arla becomes yeser. It becomes a yeser kenotledom. It becomes a chisarn because it's there. For the person who's a baal nesham as well, that becomes a pgam. So Yovan had a makom. It had a shaykhus to a mid of aim by mum, and that's why he was able to see it in Shimon HaTzadik. But midach kisa, he wasn't, in all the sense of Godim, the covetal teferis, big day kuna, he had chest that midas, he was able to perceive it, but Yovan fell short because it was shaykh to this bedafka. I want to go back though to of Shimon HaTzadik. Shimon HaTzadik had a unique role. He was Kohen Gadol, and he was the Shiara Shekhinah Gedolah.
Can I just ask a question on this?
Sure.
What's the role of Yovan? So far, I'm understanding it as a Maila. They were Shaykh to Yofi in this. What?
Well, the Ra is when... Let's give an example. Let's take a Mida where you see it's good. The Mida of self-sufficiency, that a person should live by his own efforts, is a Mida Teva. The sense of that, the sense that a person should not be living off other people, is a very elementary Mida, and it's a Mida Teva. I was having an argument with somebody. Somebody comes from a strange family, and the mother works very hard to support, and the father does various important things, all sorts of projects, fashidna nice things. Some of them are a little bit of chesed, some of them are quasi ruch, whatever it is, but nothing. And I made some remark, maybe I should have, and the person was upset and said, how could somebody sitting and learning not feel the same way? And the answer is no. The Aleph Beis is the basic meter to a person is that he doesn't like Muhammad Kisufa, that he wants to live on himself, they want to be independent, and so on. There's a second dimension that a person says the metzias of Adam is the chusim he has, the Torah, and so on. If I have very little of it and I need to come on to someone else, then it's the other way around. I'm living off him. If the world is standing in the chus of Torah and the lomdei Torah and so on, and my darg is not where it should be, and I can only give money to it, that's it, and I can't do it myself, I'm bethsem the one who's the highest darga. But that's because you're seeing it in a broader perspective. For the person that can only see things in terms of this world, so this midah stops that every single person has to plow the field and eat his bread. So, when that is finished. For the person that has a yegiah kapecha in a greater sense, says, you know, who are they waiting for? Should be the talmid chacham of the dar. Who are they waiting for? Should know something, and you know, and their beds are living off me. But that's a higher darga.
Why is Yovan worse? Because he has the thing of yofi.
But the kalal is the more in a lot of ways. There's a klal in Zvachim, mine machrev lav mine loy machrev. If you in karbanis, if you think kavana of the shame of a different carbon, in certain karbanis, if passel l'shem chulin might not, because the Gemara says mine machrev lav mine loy machrev. Something that's completely chomri has no negia with Klal Yisrael. Something that has some ruchnis to it, and it doesn't lead to the same askana, it goes in a different direction, is machrev. The same way like askala. In other words, a Kozak threatened Klal Yisrael physically, and it was a big eman pachat. But there was no yetzer in Klal Yisrael to run and become a Kozak. I mean, it didn't. The metzias of the grub guys was so vital guys. So, on the other hand, a refined Frenchman was the scholar pulled people away because it's close enough to Yiddishkeit. It's intellectual. It's spiritual. It's so on. So anything that has a similar nature is a much bigger threat.
I understand.
That's the. Klal, it's the mina machrev. So Yovan took the name of Yofi, took the refinement, and lemashal. If a person who lives in a coarse setting, and people come to him and they say, and somebody's makarif him and says, you know, there's a lot more to the world than just, you know, beer and potatoes. There's something finer, there's something ailer, and so on and so forth. So, if the person has any zik of ruchni to him, he'll go along. But if the person is caught up in music, in very fine music, then he's it's much harder to schlep away because to get the the difference, he feels it's a very spiritual experience. It's a very, very deeply spiritual experience. It's got depth to it. It's got this to it. It's got that to it. So a person will feel the same way, and it's going to be harder to tell the difference. Yevon was tantalizingly close. They were far. I mean, Paras was a bunch of grubby Jungen. So Beseda, so they threatened Kaisel, but there wasn't a Yetzirah, and the Yetzirah was a physical Yetzirah. Nobody wanted to become a Parsi because of the spiritual Krechas locked in. He liked the food, and liked the parties, and, you know, he the Guf was attracted, but or threatened. But in Yevon, there was a sense of, this is something. There's depth to it, there's seichel to it, there's beauty to it. That's where they had a Krech Mashiach. So anything that is more similar and is closer in Teichen becomes a bigger and bigger threat to Klal Yisrael. The similarity makes it easier to infiltrate. You have in the Guf also the muscle, but things that invade the body that are very different than the cells don't connect with the cells and they pass out of the body and that's it. Things that look very similar to human cells are easily fool the body and they gain entrance into, you know, the closer, the more similar it is, that the more easily it fools the body. Anyway, let's get back a little bit to Shimon HaTzadik, Anshei Knesset HaGdoila. Anshei Knesset HaGdoila, it says they were, you know, they're about the Yetzirah, but we saw before in the Maral that their koyach lay in the Knesiyah Shavoy, in the fact that they brought in all the koyches. In other words, the a Navi was the pure Tvar Hashem, the perfect Tvar Hashem. And whatever Nevuah was Shailet, you didn't need anything more. Nevuah in its own right was the Shlit, and that was it. When that came to an end, and Anshei Knesset HaGdoila were trying to bring the world together, to bring Yiddishkeit together, the Mahalach was no... They no longer felt they could be Mechavin Lamita Shel Torah by itself, but rather were Machnis, everything in it. They brought all Chachma Yisrael together, and all the Chachma of Chachma Yisrael, to be together in one in one encapsulation, so that they would feel, so that they could be Omer on the Chachma. To be able to get the Chachma out of a tzibur, to be able to put together the chachma from a group, you need to be able to fit all the pieces together. If a person has a whole bunch of opinions, but the Gemara says sometimes there's a day of shlishis, sometimes it's a machria. In other words, I say, in this and this prat, you're saying this, you're saying this, you're saying this, and this. Now, the pshat is mitzad this, you would be right. Mitzad that, you would be right. In this case, we should do like this. In this case, we should do like that. You're right mitzad this, but you're wrong mitzad that. The way in which I'm oimid on emes, in a when I'm kindest dvarim, is when I give each one his mitzias and his nekuda. So in the Ashkenazi Gedolim who started basically the transition to Torah Shebaal Peh, the transition, it started with an inyan of knesia, of being kindness all the koyches, and the koyach that they had wasn't just they put it all together. You know, you can see sometimes the difference between a chibur of a gadol and a chibur of a katan is a katan sits with a computer or with notes and he puts together all the material. You don't inherit the nekuda that puts each nekuda in its place. It's a big chibur, brings all the shitas, all the dayas, misardem ishish al mekoymai, and that's basically it's a glorified mafteach. That's a shtickle from somebody who's not the a shtickle of Reb Chaim puts in an akuda, then everything fits around it and everything finds its place because of it. That's the koyach of hachruas. Hachruas Bila wasn't just a collection of everything. They had this koyach of putting all the bits together. That's why, I mean, the first teachings are threesomes. In other words, Pekavis is basically all the members are threes. And this is the first threesome. The first threesome is Torah Vadim Nos Chasadim, or the one before, Avmira Talmidim Harbe, Mesurim Din, which the Maral says is the same. The Pshat is, they are all Oifanim of the elementary Mahalach of Tiferes, the elementary Mahalach of putting things together is a threesome. There's two Nekudas, there's a third is the Machria. The minimum for such a Gilui is three, like the Midah of Tiferes is the third Midah. It's the Midah of putting together the pieces so that it clicks together and it's one surah. A messy shtickel Torah is where there's a lot of bits and pieces that are left finished and doesn't have any, it doesn't connect anything. So sometimes that's what you have. I mean, that's better than connecting where it doesn't belong or stop. But I'm saying mitzad the shleimus ha'inyan, bits and pieces are not shleimistic. The shleimus ha'inyan is that all the nekudas fit together. That was the koyach. That's why the Torah, Beth and Pekov is Shimon HaTzadik's Adrik Nesek Dolos Shrashim. I mean, that's how it starts and that's how it goes.
Can I ask something?
Yeah, just one thing. So Bemela, maybe just we'll finish and then we'll... So Bemela, the Shimon HaTzadik Adrik Nesek Dolos had a Mela in this area. This area was specifically Sia Nekuda. Yavon, he was Makir in it, Samdag Alexander might didn't, because Yavon was marking Yoifi, but their Yoifi was a Yoifi that stops, and our Yoifi is Koilil, all the Elams, all them. Yeah, what did you want to ask?
I'm just doing Lamaisa, we say that the Anshei Knesset Sagadela was Kuf Chafse Kenim Ubehem Kama Nevi'im.
Yeah.
So the actual Knesset together was with a Tziruf of the Teich of Nevuah. So then how that the Kuda fits in.
Because it had to bridge it. In other words, it's just like when you start, you had to take what was there. It's like when you're tying a rope that got cut, you have to go a little bit further back and tie it. But they were no longer Dan Alpi Nevuah. The din was Alpi Yochan Rab Melch Yerabim. Nevi'im, there's not much Moisei Nevi'im. Navi comes in multiples of one. You know, it's not such a thing. I mean, you have the Gemara, in the Pesukim, a group of Nevi'im saying Nevuah, but there's no such thing of we Nevi'im got together and we decide this and this. So the Pshat is, it means they took the Gdolah, they took of the door that was. But for Mitzaref, how exactly? I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. And also this, which Sherry mentioned about everything is said in threes.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems to be that, you know, let's say whatever teaching every Tana said in threes, the idea is that he's gathering together like all the ketzavos, and it's a achron. I mean, it seems to be that a lot of the three things are not.
But the Maral a lot of times it does point out that it's opposite. It is a mahalach that he uses very frequently in a lot of places, and we'll see as we go along. Sometimes it's mukha, sometimes it doesn't seem that way, but. Kapanah, that's a mahalach of a repetition of threesome. Obviously, it's very obvious, but it does seem to work with threes.
Mm. Just one other thing. I mentioned before about that unlike the differences between the Bayis Rishon and the Bayis Sheni, that things, that the differences between Shimon HaTzadik were things within the Tzura itself. I didn't understand
more,
exactly
I
what
I don't want to use the word cosmetic, but they were more mitzvah Tzura rather than the Teichim. Most of them,
Just I'm not following what Lamashal did.
It says the Lashon of Zahiris that used to turn white always. The
Nehem Aravi called man that Shimon HaTzadik.
Aravi stayed, the Geirul would always come out of the right hand. These are not, it's not like the things that were missing, like they, you know, there was no Eish on the Mizbeach, there was no, the things that were missing by Sheni were very central in Yanim.
Mm-hmm.
Like Kilu, there was no Aron there was no this. Here it was just kind of Yisur mitzad yoifi avoy. That's what a general, that seems to be a general sense of it.
Might.
Okay, Alikta Kachanika.
Skoda.
Alto. Skoda. Agat. Bye.